Please put this down on the desk.
Okay, let's begin. Okay, today is Yom HaZikaron, so I want to dedicate the shir to the chayalim that were killed. And, you know, we have to have, we've spoken on in the past about the concept of Hakaras HaTov and how important it is. And certainly, when it comes to the chayalim that died al Kiddush Hashem, we have a tremendous amount of Hakaras HaTov, so it's important that today you keep that in mind and think about that in a real serious way. You know, it's an amazing thing. 23,500 soldiers have been killed, I think, since 1948. That's so close to 24,000 of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, you know, that number. It's a very chilling number. And we have to think about it, you know. Rav Lichtenstein, I was told a story on during the Yom Kippur War. He ran into the kitchen and got food for the guys to bring it to the buses. And he went on the bus and he said, "Hey, shchiyuv lechol." Because, you know, he knew there would be people and guys that they wouldn't want to eat on Yom Kippur. But for, you know, pikuach nefesh, you have to. So I heard, I think it was like 8-10 years ago, the Israeli Air Force was supposed to, they were going to do war games, you know, teach the Poland's Air Force. Did you guys ever do March of the Living? Yeah? They never had it when I was in yeshiva. And they did, they had a squadron, Israeli Air Force in Poland. They were supposed to teach them different, I guess, flight techniques in the sky. And the head of the squadron was a Sephardic pilot. You know, Sephardim, he had no family members who were killed in the Shoah because they were Sephardim. But we're all Klal Yisrael. And he said to them, he's not going to start doing any teaching of the war games unless they allow the Polish squadron to fly over Auschwitz. And the Polish parliament said they're not going to let. And he said, if you're not going to let, then we're not going to do any procedures with your Air Force. And the Polish parliament relented, and they gave in, and they flew down over Auschwitz, and the Sephardic pilot said, this is the one flight for 6 million korbanos. It's very moving, you know. So we have to think about this day. It's a very critical day, and you have to think about this. I said that's a very chilling number, 23,500 chayalim, and you have 24,000 talmidim Rebbe Kivas. So we got to keep that in mind and have Hakaras HaTov. And Ezra was a chayal, so we have Hakaras HaTov to him too. So we have to keep this in mind today in a real way. Okay, let's continue where we left off. Shir will be Lilu Nishmas, the chayalim who died al Kiddush Hashem. They go to the highest points in Gan Eden. We're on number 6. Yes? We did 5, I believe. No? Yes. 6. How did the Rosh Masbir Birkas Erusin? So this is probably the most famous Rosh, I would say, in Ksubis. One of the most famous. Probably the most famous. The Rosh basically asks 4 kashas. He says, I don't understand the Nusach. Why can't you simply say Asher Kitzanu V'Savas V'Alam Kaddish Ezisha? Number 1. Number 2, he says, where do we find such a bracha that you say a bracha on an iser of what Hashem asked us? You don't say a bracha on Avraham and Achai. Number 3, he says, what are you mentioning Arayas for? And this is a holy wedding. And number 4, he says, what are you mentioning chuppah here at all for? It's Pirkas Erison. Pirkas Erison is before the chuppah. Those are the 4 kashas that the Rosh asks. And the Rosh comes along and gives an answer that this bracha is not a bracha on an Asiyas and Mitzvah. It's not a bracha on an Asiyas and Mitzvah at all. But rather, Lamaisa, Purvu is the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And he says you could fulfill Purvu by taking a Pilegish. By definition, a Pilegish, if you take a Pilegish, you fulfill Purvu. You're not Mechuyev the Mekadosher. He says if you marry a woman that is sterile or barren, and it's Rishchama, they say a Bracha Birkas Chasanim, and there's no Chiyuv in this Mitzvah, Shein Ba Kiyum Purvu. Therefore, there was no bracha, misaken in this mitzvah. So basically, and the Rosh says, halacha lemaisa, basically what the Rosh develops here is the way we said it is that Kiddushin is hechitimsa to fulfill the mitzvah of Puruvu. And we want to highlight that. That's why we mention Arayas, because Hashem is matering in Isra by being Mekadosher. And the reason why we mention Chuppah is because Chuppah is really the mater. You can't just do Kiddushin. You need to do Chuppah as well. And he said that Lemaisa, this is considered to be what we would call a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah classical. And that's what the Rosh basically says. Now, there are two approaches in this Rosh that I wanted you to get. One is, we said that it's said over that not only is a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, but the Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. It's a chitimsa to do Puruvu, and you could fulfill Puruvu out of the context of a wedding. Okay? Meaning you don't need Kiddushin. You could take a Pilegish. Okay? You could take a Pilegish. And that's the classical approach, that it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, it's not even a mitzvah, Kiddushin. However, Rav Twersky Shlita once pointed out that when he read it inside, he says, mitzvah zu. So Rav Twersky wanted to say, don't interpret the Rosh that Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. Kiddushin is a mitzvah. But the bracha is not a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. But the claim that the Rosh holds Kiddushin is not a mitzvah, he claims is a wrong interpretation of the Rosh. That's how he wanted to say the pshat in the Rosh, and he does say b'mitzvah zu. So we see b'feirish that the Sri Schama who gets married, you say birkas chasanim. There's no chiyuv in mitzvah zu. Therefore, you don't say the bracha b'mitzvah zu. And this, you keep saying mitzvah zu. So that's what the Rosh wanted to say. Such a chiddush. So we pointed out that. Let's mention this now because I don't think I have it in a question later. At least I don't think. Let's point it out now that the Rambam argues and holds that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. If you interpret the Rosh, please get it, that the Rosh holds that Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. And like I said, that's not the way Rav Tursky wanted to interpret it, but if you hold the Rosh says Kiddushin is not a mitzvah, the Rambam writes black on white that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. You can have 80-year-old man, 80-year-old woman, there's a mitzvah. No doubt. The Ram holds Kiddushin is a mitzvah. What does he do with Pilegish? Not a problem. The Ram says Pilegish is only mutter for a melech. Against the Rosh. Please get that. The Rosh said that Pilegish is mutter for a hedgeot. The Rambam says Pilegish is only mutter for a melech. Now, do you recall we had a third sheet to the Ramban and the Tshuvas? You remember the Ramban and the Tshuvas? What did the Ramban hold?
That the Zona.
No, the Ramban had in the Tshuvas, he had a third shita. Remember the Ramban said that Kiddushin is a mitzvah, but you can have a Pilegish. He said, you're crazy if you have a Pilegish. But Lamaisa, and we said practically, no one should think that they can have Pilakshim, even though the Beis Shmuel quotes in Siv Minchav Vav that we would hold like the Rosh. But nowadays it would be promiscuous, it would be horrible. We don't let single women go to mikveh. We don't allow Pilakshim. But the Ramban, there was a guy who asked him a shyly, he said, you're crazy if you take a Pilegish. Even though in theory, he said, Kiddushin is a mitzvah, but at the same time, he said, Pilakshim was a mutter lehejit. Remember he had a reading for the Rambam? He even read the Rambam, he had a girsa in the Rambam, that Pilegish was mutter for hejit. So the Ramban had a completely different girsa, different than in the Rambam. Rambam writes beferish, the way we have, it's only mutter for a melech. So please get that down. No one should think that Pilakshim are mutter. What do we say the definition of a Pilegish was? A woman without a Kedushin, without a Ksuba. Against Rashi Alator. Rashi Alator said it was Kedushin without a Ksuba. You remember that? Mm-hmm. We had that, okay?
But we, Kedushin
and? No, Rashi says a Pilegish is Kedushin without a Ksuba. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Argir says is without Kedushin, without a Ksuba. And the Ramban Alator asks on Rashi, how can you say that? It must have been Rashi had a different gears than the Gemara. So let's go over this whole answer again, number six. The Rosh has four kashas, and he develops a theory that Kiddushin is not a what? Kiddushin is not a what? Is not a, first pshat is Kiddushin is not a mitzvah, and therefore it's not a birkas a mitzvah, a birkas shevach v'hodah. Second pshat is, we said that Kiddushin is a mitzvah, but in fact the what? But in fact the bracha is a birkas shevach v'hodah. That's why you mention arayis, you want to contrast it, that's why we mention, that's why we mention halacha lamaisa. You said you can fulfill puruvu, not to mitzvah kedushin, And it's not a Lashon Sivui, therefore, we say this bracha is considered a Birkas Shevach V'Adam. We mentioned Chuppah because the Kedushin that itself, you need the Chuppah as well. Now we said the proof of the Rosh was is he could fulfill the Mitzvah Peruvu through what? Through a Pilegish. So you see Kedushin is not a Mitzvah. Or you see that it might be a Mitzvah, but it's not a Chiv. It's a Mitzvah's Kiyumis because you could fulfill it in another way. Okay? You follow what we said? And we said that the Rambam was against that. The Rambam holds Kedushin is a Mitzvah. He said Pilegish is only for a melech, and therefore the Rambam holds not that way. The Ramban had a third sheet to which it was a mitzvah, but he held the Pilegish as mutter even to a what? Hedjot, and even had a girsa in the Rambam like that as well. We had the Ramban in the Chuvis. You remember where it was? Was it Kuf Yud Gimel? I was looking for it yesterday in my office. We photocopied it. I couldn't find it, but I photocopied it in original when we did it in Shir. So we got this chlor. Okay? That was the third sheet of the Ramban, and the truth is that there are two Gemaras in Shas. The Gemara in Kedushin calls Mem Alfanas says Mitzvah Bal Yosem Mishlucha calls Kedushin a Mitzvah. The Gemara Moy Kotni Yud Chesem Beis calls Kedushin not a Mitzvah. So each there are two Gemaras. One Gemara calls it a Mitzvah. One Gemara calls it not a Mitzvah. So I want you to know that that was this famous Rosh Halacha L'maisa with the Rambam. So he covered that din of Pilegish too as well. So please get it. And we said even though the Beis Shmuel holds like the Rosh. But no one should think that the Heter Pilegish is what is permissible nowadays. About in the times, 10, 15 years ago, they had some, quote, a few guys that they used the Heter Pilegish. It's nuts. We don't allow that. That means you allow a single woman to go to mikveh, and a guy can live with a woman out of wedlock. We never would allow that. Okay, whatever. You shouldn't do the Losh. It's not in the Losh. Okay. So you see, Beferish Lomais, it's not permissible. No one should think that we allow that. Halacha Lomais. Okay, we don't allow it because we have to. Any woman that goes to the mikveh, you got to realize she's a kala, right? We won't allow her to go into the mikveh if she's single. Okay. Ready? Yeah, go ahead.
How would we answer these kashas according to the Rambam?
Well, we'll get to it. The Rav basically will answer. Okay. Yeah. We'll get to it. Okay, there's your shem. So that answers number what?
In the chuppah, you can answer the chuppah according to the Rambam too. And also the
But Daniel was saying the other ones, you know, that it's a Lashon. Right, so we'll get to it. We'll answer. Okay, Bli Neder. That answers number what? Number six, seven. That was number seven too as well. So we just did all number seven. So we did six and seven. So you combine six and seven together. And point out the two Gemaras regarding whether Kedushin is considered to be a mitzvah or not. Okay. Let's point out also in 7 that a woman is misayeya the husband. Even if your Kedushin is a mitzvah, the Ran says that she's misayeya. Even if Kedushin is a separate mitzvah, it's only for a man, not a woman. That's what the Ran says, she's misayeya him in a mitzvah. Because it says mitzvah ba yosem b'shlucha as well. Okay, so that's 7. 8. What are the two shittas in the Gemara regarding the chasima of Birkas Erison? If you recall in the Gemara had two Lashonos as to whether we say we have a chasima on Birkas Erison, right? What does it mean, a chasima? Do you end up saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael Yedei Chupa V'Kiddushin? Two shittas. What does it depend upon? It depends upon whether you assume there are two themes or one theme. If there's two themes, then you need a bracha in the beginning and a bracha at the end. If it's one theme, then you only need one bracha. And therefore, the shita that says you don't need a chasima says it's like Birkas HaPeres, Birkas HaMitzvah. It's all one theme. And the shita that says that you need two themes, Midi Havi HaKedusha. Now we say, what does it mean, Midi Havi HaKedusha? So we were very bothered by that. What does it mean, Midi Havi HaKedusha? Rashi says, just like by Kiddush, there is two themes, because you say Kiyom Tchili Mikroi Kodesh, so therefore you begin with a bracha and you end with a bracha by Kiddush, because it's double themed. Tosis didn't like that at all, Pshat and Rashi. He says, you know, what does it make a difference? Right? He said, Masha Pirish Bukunshav Shum Loshen Kiddushi Yichasmeba, come on, Bekiddusha. Ain't Nira. Call Ain't Nira. Doesn't seem right. Right? What do we say, Kuf Kuf when? It was Kas Kasha, right? But we said before we got the Ksash Asha in Nira, what does it make a difference? Shkoich, so one bracha is about Kedusha. What does Kiddush have to do with what? Remember we had said that Rashi is very difficult. Unless you say, Lamaisa, that just like what? Just like by Kiddush, which talks about Kedusha of Shabbos, So too, what we talked about yesterday about a marriage being holy and having kedusha in the marriage. So therefore, just like there's a kedusha bracha that requires a bracha in the beginning, bracha at the end, and has double themes, so this also has multiple themes. That was the difficulty we had in Rashi, halacha lamaisa. Okay, but that was the crux of the machloikis. The crux of the machloikis between the two days is it two themed or is it one theme? If it's two themed, you need a bracha, you need a chasim, but one theme, you don't. Okay. Couldn't hear you, what?
For the mandam holds it's two themes in Yechasima. What would be the two themes in the Yechasima?
Talks about many things, right? Talks about Tzivan al-Rayis, Vasalanta Russos. Do you view those as separate, you know, details and different themes, or do you view it as all one thing? It's a question of how to break it down.
The Tosfos says Yechasima because it says long.
No, we said long meant themes. We proved that. It doesn't mean the amount of words. Can't mean the amount of words. What's the, you get a calculated amount of words?
So it says
yeah, that's what we said Pshat and Tysus was. Cannot mean, it can't mean a calculator. We said it even in Tysus, Pinchas. Remember, we said it even in Tosus. Yeah. But we said even in Tysus, it can't be you get out a calculator and count the words. Because what's the number? We said that even in Tysus. At first we thought that way, but it can't be. No, because he had a kasha lamaisa on that. That's all. He didn't like Rashi's reasoning lamaisa.
No, but at the end of Tosos, it says that...
That's a different kasha.
No, but it,
about Birkas HaTorah.
Yeah, no, not that one. Where he asks when you make a bracha on the Torah, like Asher Bachar, and that's shorter.
Yeah, that's the end.
Chatima, but it's shorter.
That's so, the end. He said, "Ksash kasha, mandalo chasim ba. If you have no chasima, maishna be Birkas HaTorah, the what?
That it's shorter.
Maishna be Birkas HaTorah, the machsmina ba Asher Bachar banu."
But it doesn't
mean words. It means.
What else would it mean?
Well, we said that Tysus Kasha is that by Birkas HaTorah Yisheshir B'Charbanu, right?
Yeah.
Even though Birkas HaTorah Lamaisa, it in that lashon it can't mean. In other words. If you're going to, the way we interpreted the Tysus is that Birkas HaTorah, you have to say has two themes because it mandates a bracha achron at the end. You follow me?
Yeah.
So if that mandates a bracha achron at the end, how much more so Birkas Harrison we have to view as being multi-themed and it should warrant. That's the way we interpreted the Tysus. Can't mean, we said, counting words, okay? Can't mean counting words, okay? I asked them later in the week about the air condition. You follow what I'm saying? It's very difficult to say that it means what? That it means counting words. There's no gvul. What he means is that Birkas HaTorah, you're going to count that as double themed, right? Okay, we count it as double themed. The proof is you have a chasima. So how much more so Birkas Harrison is multifaceted? That should be considered double themed. That's the way we thought. At first we thought that it meant, but it can't mean like that. I don't think it's right in Lomdus. I don't think it's right. You follow the way we're interpreting it?
Yeah, I follow, but I feel like the simple shot is...
Yeah, but it's not, because what's the gvul? You know what I'm saying? What's the gvul? That's the way Rav Schechter Shlita taught us as well, that it means it's double themed. It can't be like that. Shir b'char b'anim kolim, what's the lashon of the bracha? Shir b'char b'anim kolim. So that's two themed. That's two themed. If that's two themed, certainly Birkas Harrison should be considered two themed. That's the way we interpreted it, okay? So you write that down in this question too, the way Tysus concludes with this kasha, okay? You got me? That's the way he concludes in that kasha. So that's the machloikis. Rashi, really, did you check your notes? Did we have a really good answer for Rashi? I don't think we did. Why is he bringing in Kiddush, Lashon Kedusha? I was thinking last night, though, that maybe based on what we said, that you need 10 people. Because there's a Dover Shabbat Kedusha, so maybe you model brachas that pertain to Kedusha after the Kiddush. Kiddush is considered to be multi-themed, so therefore we would view the Birkas Harrison as long as it's there, and it certainly is there. There's many themes in it. We'll view that as multi-themed as well. Maybe that's what he means. I was thinking. What'd you say? I know, but it does talk about you are being the Kaddish Shabbos. It is a concept of Kedusha. Maybe. Okay, I was thinking maybe you could say something along those lines last night. But it's a Peledika Rashi. Okay. That's number 8. Okay. Let's see number nine. That's the way you got to learn to pshat lemaisin the taisa. You follow me? It's very fair to say that. You know what I mean? It's a word count. You know, what's the gvul? Okay, nine. How did the Briska Rav Masber and the Nusach and Birkas Harrison? Briska Rav had a very powerful pshat. The Briska Rav said like this. The Briska Rav said that, you know, if you think about it, why on earth is this bracha mentioning the Arayas at all? So he said like this. Please get it. There are two types of Arayas in the Chumash. There's Arayas that are natural, you know, relatives like a mother, like a sister. They don't need Kedushin. If there was no Kedushin, there still would be an Isser. But then there's another type of Arayas where the Isser is Machmas Chalos Kedushin, like a married woman, like an Eish Yisach. Those stem from Kedushin. Without Kedushin, they wouldn't be Usser. So therefore, says the Briska Rav, when you mention Birkas Erison, Va'asalanus Arusos, those are Arusos that are what? Arayas that are Notsaros Mikoch Din Kedushin. That's why it's Shaykh Arayas to the Lashon of the Brach of Kedushin. Because of Kedushin, we Asa these Arayases. And therefore, the Briska Rav said, so you can answer the other Kasha. Why don't you find an Isser by other Brachas? Because all Isuri Torah, the Isser is not Noveh from a mitzvah. Think about it. It's the opposite. Shechita matters the Isser Evrim Menachai. This is not Noveh from the mitzvah. The mitzvah matters the Isser. Mashenkin Isser of Arayas, the Isser is because of the mitzvah of Kedushin. The Isser is Noveh from the mitzvah of Kedushin. All these Arayas of Eish Yisrael, they come from Kedushin. Memeila, the mitzvah itself is Yotzer the Isser. That's Davka, Daniel, why you mentioned the Isser in the Bracha. It's a good idea too. And that's why it says Vitzivanu al Arayas. Either B'nai Noach also have Arayas, but the Arayas of the B'nai Noach don't come from what? Don't come from Kedushin. Our Isri Arayas, in addition to what the B'nai Noach are Mitzuvin, come from what? Come from Kedushin. And that's the Lashon of Itzivan al Arayas. This was the Shtikl Torah of the Briska Rav. Okay, that's nine. Okay, ten.
Well, what about...
Yavin? Okay, good. So that's the Briska Rav. Very good. Nine, ten. What's the din of Birkas Harrison? Is it a chiyuv on the chasen or not? Oh. So, this is an interesting shiloh. And we said the Rabbah Menuchos Ishus in Perek Gimel, Alachachav Gimel, and the tour, paskin that a chasen says the bracha Birkas Harrison. And if he has a shliach that does the kedushin for him on Kesef and Shtar, then the shliach says the bracha as well. Okay? So, according to the Rabbah, the chiyuv of Birkas Harrison is on the chasen. We said that the Hezber was from the Ritva. The Ritva said pshat in the Rama that Birkas Erison is a Birkas HaMitzvah. He's the one who's doing the mitzvah, then he should be saying the bracha. If he's appointing a shliach, then the shliach say the bracha. However, the Ritva himself said, Beferish, I hold not that way, and I hold Birkas Erison is a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, and the Chiyuv is not on the Chasen, the Chiyuv is on the Tzibor, to be Mavarach Hashem B'Maimed Erison. Okay? And this is not a chiyuv of the chasen davka. It's a chiyuv on everyone there. And therefore the lashon of the Ritva was minig pashib cholaratzos shemavarcho sa shliach sibor. Who's the shliach sibor? The Rav. The Rav that's Masada Kedushin should say the bracha. So here we said that it was a fundamental machloikis between the Rambam and the Ritva. Rambam saying it's a mitzvah, therefore the chiyuv is on the chasen. The Ritva saying the chiyuv is on the tzibor. And therefore the Rav that's Masada Kedushin should say the bracha. What do you do? What does the Rama say? And Simon Lamadal and Sefal quotes both deis, either the chasen or a shliach, or the rav that's Masada Kedushin. The Beis Shmuel says the reason why it's a good idea, even according to the Rambam, to have the Masada Kedushin do it and not the chasen, is because you might have a chasen that doesn't know how to say brachas, and you don't want to embarrass him. Shelo yavayish is a chasen. So I want you to get that down. Practically, the Beis Shmuel said, even if you don't like the Rambam, our minig is always to have the Masada Kedushin. Because what happens if the chasen doesn't know how to say a bracha? And we pointed out that Reb Moshe Zatzal and the Igros Moshe, Ibn Ezra Chelek Alf Simon Pei Zayin, said Beferish that he felt not that way. He felt Mikra Adin that the Chiyuv is on the what? The Chiyuv is on the chasen, like the Rambam, not like the Ritva. The Chiyuv is on the chasen. And the only reason why the Masada Kedushin does it is because we don't want to embarrass him. But he's got to be Mechavein. When the Masada Kedushin says the bracha, you should say the chasen, I'm being motzi you in this bracha, please answer amen. Have in mind to be yotzei, and I'm being motzi you. That's what Rav Moshe wrote clearly, because he held in lamdus l'halacha, he held like the Rambam is against the Ritva. If you don't like the Ritva, it doesn't have to be motzi you. The Rav has such, he doesn't have to be, as long as the bracha, kind of like is said, and representing the tzibur. It's good, you can always answer amen. But I'm saying, if you hold like the Rambam, the chiv is really on the chasim. And therefore, he's got to answer amen. That's what the Rav Moshe said, you have to tell the guy. Yeah, but the Ramah quoted both days. Yeah, the Ramah. The Beis Shmuel quotes this Prisha and says this. But you get the impression that, they're siding, like you're saying, Daniel, with the Ritva. Rav Moshe said, no, he held the din is like the Rambam. That's why the Masada Kedusha says specifically, I'm being motzi you and answer amen. If you don't like the Ritva, okay, it's like answering amen on any bracha. You hear a guy say bracha on thunder and lightning, you should say amen. It's a nice thing. But he's not being motzi you. You have to say it on your own. Okay, that's number 10.
The Ritva
held it was a birkus shevach v'odah, and it's the chivs on the tzibor barrel. The chivs on the tzibor. And therefore the Masada Kedusha represents the tzibor, so he says it. Okay? But Rav Moshe held Mikra Adin, it's on the chasen, but not to embarrass him, our minig is the Masada Kedusha. But Rav Moshe said, since on the chasen, the Rav Masada Kedusha says, I'm being motzi. Okay, what do you do practically? That's this is number 10, number 11. What do we do practically, legabi the chasen? So the Taz, in the beginning of your day, and Siman Alf, Sifkot, and Zion says, the halacha, that Birka Saracen do not need to be motzi the chasim. He said different than Rav Moshe. He held as a Birka Shevach V'odah. And that's what the Tvu Ashur said. And the Note of Yehuda points out that you should be choshish for the Rambam, that it's a chiv on the chasim. And therefore the Note of Yehuda says, let's say the chasim is a deaf mute, a cherish, God forbid. Do you say Birkas Harrison? He said no, because he can't hear. So you can't, what do you mean you motzi him? You can't answer amen. So the Note of Yehuda said you should be chosh for the Rambam, and we know that a bracha levatal is an isser of lotisa, according to the Rambam l'shitaso. So the Note of Yehuda paskin, the nesui of a cheresh, you don't say Birkas Harrison, we said. You don't say Birkas Harrison. Rebbe Kivega said, I'm sorry, I disagree with you. I hold like the what? Like the Taz and the Ritva. And therefore, it's a Birka Shevach V'odah, and we do it at a chasana of a cherish. We do, in fact, say Birka Zerizim. So it's a machleis no debut Rabbi Kivig Ledinit. It's interesting, though, in Ibn Ezer, in the Rabbi Kivager, he's choshish for the no debut Yehuda. See, on the Taz in Yordea, he goes against the no debut. But then Agos in Ibn Ezer and Simon Lamadal, he quoted the Psak in the no debut Yehuda that you shouldn't say it. So we said, Tzarechiyun. Rabbi Kiveg in Yordea says, Zog the Bracha. And in Ibn Ezra, he quotes the Note of Yehuda. So we would say, Tzavik Brachas Lahakal. That maybe we would not say Birkas Eres. Certainly according to, and we point out, according to Moshe, Halacha Lamaisa, certainly you wouldn't say it because it's a Chiv on the Chasin. And the Chasin's a Cherish, God forbid, so you can't say it. The Ramosh even held stark that, even according to the Rosh, that it's a Birkas Shevach V'odah. He wanted to say that we like the way we articulate it is that it's a chiyuv shevach v'odah on the chasim. Rav Moshe held this so stark that he said even in the Ritva, who held it's a birka shevach v'odah, you're right, in the Ritva you can't say it, it's on the tzibor. But he said in the rush that we said, he wanted to say that it's a birka shevach v'odah who tell us on the chasim. And that's what we said over from Shlomo Zalman, the Briskarov, that they all were makbid, that the chasin should be yaitze zayin with birkas eres. And the Rav Masada Kedusha has to say specifically, I'm being motzi. Okay, so that's number 11. Okay, number 12. How are we masber the machlokas whether birkas eres needs 10 or not? That was between Rav Shmuel Hanagid and Rav Achai Gon. Okay, we mentioned the machlokas yesterday, but we didn't say what the lumdus is. According to Shmuel HaNogid, you don't need 10. You only need 10 by Birkas Chasanim, which is what? What is Birkas Chasanim synonym with? What? Yeah, Sheva Brachos, Birkas Nisuin, Birkas Chasanim, the same thing. Birkas Kedusha, Birkas Erisin are the same thing, right? Okay, so Rav Shmuel HaNogid say you don't need 10, and Rav Achai Gon said you need 10. So the great Gon, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Ponovich Yeshiva, said that the Machlaikas is exactly this. What's the getter and din of Birkas Erisin? If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, then Mehechetes, you should need 10. There's no way you should need 10. We never find a Birkas HaMitzvah that needs 10. And in fact, if you look in the Rambam never says you need 10 for Birkas Erisin, so it's Lishitaso. Rambam says you don't need 10 for Birkas Erisin. Okay? However, according to the Rosh Lishitaso, The Rush holds that Birkas Arison is what? Birkas Arison is considered a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, and there are some Birkas Shevach V'Hodah that do require 10. Namely, Hagomel, right? Hagomel required 10, we learned yesterday. So he said straight up that that was Gufa the Machlokus. Now, what does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Please get that in this question. In Simen Lamadal Siftal, we paskin lechachila, you need 10. That's the Lashon of the Mechaber. Lechachila. So he's machmer for the Shita, you need 10. So the question is asked, Lamaisa, what is the Makor of the Shulchan Aruch? That you don't need 10. Isn't... He says only lechachila you need 10. Mikra, bidi evid, it's good. Isn't the makor that you need 10 from the Rush? The Rush never said lechachila. If you hold like Rav Chai Gon, it's either 10 or not 10. You know, what's this like middle shita? That lechachila you need 10, but bidi evid not? So we wanted to say like this. We wanted to say, the pshat is like this. One of the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch says pshat. Well, not one of the Nosei Kelim. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky said pshat, the great Rosh Yeshiva.
What was the shaila?
The shaila is the 2 days in Rishonim. Johnny, the 2 days in Rishonim is, do you need 10 or do you not need 10? Done. So the Machaber has a middle sheet, l'chachili need 10. But b'dievet, it's good. In the Rishonim, the way it's presented, it's either 10 likuva or what? You don't need 10 at all, even l'chachili. What's this pshar of the Machaber? You got me?
I thought Rav Shmuel Nagy, even though he
says
you don't need 10, you need 2 like 80.
I understand, but Lamaisi said you don't need 10 at all. If you have 3, it's good. Where does the shita come up lecharchila? Okay? Yeah. Where's the shita you need lecharchila to have 10? So he wanted to say like this. Since the Mechaber Paschas like the Rambam, they say Birkas Arison Kodem Maisei Kedushin, and because it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, then that shows Mikra, then you don't need 10. Nevertheless, Lechachili need 10 because why? This is a unique type of Birkas HaMitzvah because it has flowery language, Sipur of Hashem, V'Hodah to Hashem, and therefore Lechachili need 10. But B'dievet, it's fine. So that was the pshat that we said like the Meiri. It's a unique type, which we'll get to later in Shir B'Shem with the Rav's pshat, that you have what? That you have this din, Halach
L'Maisa. Why would the Rambam need 10? Rambam says Birkas HaMitzvah, no?
Yeah, Rambam says you don't need 10. That's why Mikra din, you don't need 10. But lechachili need 10 because this meiri, that's a different type of Birkas HaMitzvah. It has like flowery language praising Hashem, so you need 10 lechachili. Okay? Now, lemaisa, so that answers number what? Number 12. I don't think, I meant to write it, I didn't chaz it. Did we discuss if you have a city that doesn't have 10 people? We didn't discuss that yet in Chazara, did we? We did it originally in Shir. So, okay.
Explain that long this again? If you need...
That's why, no, Birkas HaMitzvah don't need 10. Don't need 10. That was what we said from Shmuel just now. Birkas HaMitzvah do not need 10. Shake a lulav, eat a matzah, you don't need 10. Shevach Hodah, we have that you need 10 sometimes. Birkas HaGomel, we mentioned, that was the example we just said. Okay, you don't, but there are some Birkas Shevach Hodahs that do require 10, namely HaGomel. Okay? So that was an example that we gave. That's what Shmuel wanted to say. Okay. Let's just answer that question. Let's put it under this one, okay? Make sure let's chazer it now, okay? Talking about Birkas Chasanim, which Mikra Adin needs 10, yes? Can you get married in a city with no 10 guys? What do you say? So believe it or not, we said the Rashba and the Tshuva says you're not allowed to get married if there's not 10 guys going to be at the wedding that you could say Birkas Chasanim, okay? And that was the Rashba and the Tshuvas. Chelik Aleph Siman Aleph Kuf Samach Zayin. Unbelievable. And we said that the Tshumas Adeshin said, if there's not 10, you get married without a bracha. Of course, he says, that if you don't have a lot of people in your Medina, you can't get married? That's what the Tshumas Adeshin said. It's a pella to assume like that. That you shouldn't be able to get married? So that's what he says, even though we say, Kalob lo bracha, Asur labala kenide doesn't mean bracha dafka, it means chuppah. So as long as you have a chuppah, you have a chuppah. If you shiragilis to varch b'shas chuppah. But if you don't have 10, you don't have 10. Okay, but you still get married. Right? And then lamaisa, when you find the 10, lamaisa, the dark emotion, scholik, and says the brachas are not ma'akev. The brachas are not ma'akev. The Beis Yosef says, the Beis Yosef taka holds like the Rashba, we said. that you should wait till you have 10 people to get married. Believe it or not, the Beis Yosef held like the Rashba Gabi, and the Darkei Moshe was holy. Remember we said most of the time the Machlokes is Bechaber Omol. This was an example of Machlokes Beis Yosef Darkei Moshe. You know, that there are two Perushim on the tour. The Beis Yosef said we hold like the Rashba, and the Darkei Moshe said, of course we don't. The Bracha is not Makiv. Now the Note of Yehuda said, even according to the Rashba, if you got married without 10, you're Yotze. Okay? Your Yotze. You would not say the Bracha again in your Yotze. We don't say Kalab L'Bracha Surah L'Balak and eat it. Okay? He held that Halacha L'Maisa. So I want you to get that down. Even if you hold like the Rashba, if you went ahead and did the Bracha without 10, the Bracha counts to get you out of a Surah L'Balak and eat it. Kalab L'Bracha, he brought a Raya. You know that if you, the Yushalmi says, if you start without 10, right? It's Mutter to, if you start without 10, Mutter Ligmar below Asar. If you start with 10 and they leave in the middle, why is it okay? So obviously, Lamaisa, requiring 10 is only L'Hachila. B'diyev without 10, you Yotze. The only reason I need 10 is because of Kavod Kedushas Hashem. So I want you to get that. So the Note of Yehuda held clear that even according to the Rashba, you Yotze, even if you don't have 10. The Yad HaMelech was Cholek, and he said if you don't have 10, you're not Yotze. And you'd have to what? You'd have to re-say a bracha in front of 10. Okay? So let's get that, Lamaisa. We got that all in number what? Number 12. Thank you, Yosef. Okay? So within the Rashba, is it Mamish Li'ikuv or not? Again, as I said, the Minig Olam is, if you're in a marriage, you're not going to delay it. But you should try to schedule where you're going to have 10 guys. No doubt. Okay, you got me, Ellie? Clore? Okay, that's 12. 13 guys. Let's go. The Gemara said in the bottom of Zayin Amid Beis that in order to necessitate to generate Sheva Brachas, what do you need? You need Panim Chadashas. Excellent. You need Panim Chadashas in order to say Birkas Chasanim. Okay. Who is next to be Panim Chadashas? Let's go. Who's considered to be Panim Chadashas? So according to the Rambam, a person that already heard the Birkas Chasanim under the chuppah, or at one of the meals, even if you did not eat the meal, okay, even if you did not mishtat the besuda, you can no longer be Panim Chadashas. You're done. You're out.
Anyone who was at the wedding
and heard the Sheva Brachas under the chuppah, or was at one of the suddas and heard the brachas, he can no longer be Sheva Brachas later in the week. Can no longer be Panim Chadashas. That was the Rambam Shita we said. Remember we said the whole din of Panim Chadashas is a big Musar Haskel to us because, you know, you should always, we said from both, if you have a limited amount of people you want to invite for your chasana, okay. But you might have some chaverim that, you know, you can't invite, can't afford it. So you have those chaverim for what? For the Sheva Brachas. Oh, and then on the receiving end, oh, if I wasn't invited to the chuppah, no way. I'm not going to this guy's Sheva Brachas. Chutzpah. That's not your attitude shouldn't be like that. Should be happy to go to the Sheva Brachas, Lamais. It's nice to be able to go to Sheva Brachas, Panim Chadashas. So even from the recipient, receiving end, you should be happy about it. Okay, it's always good to, everyone goes to the Sheva Brachas, and if you shouldn't be insulted you weren't invited to the wedding. Okay, you have to understand that. Okay. We got that? That's the Rambam. The Rush argued, the Rush we saw in Siman Yud Gimel, and the Rush said, even if you heard the Sheva Brachas B'Shas the Chuppah, he said, as long as you didn't eat yet, you could still be Panim Chadashas later in the week. The Iker is the eating. Okay?
So this is the Rush?
The Rush. We saw the Rush in Siman Yud Gimel. Machlik is Rambam Rush. Very fundamental. That's number 13. You got it, Zach? Okay? If you ate, you're out, according to the Rush. If you didn't eat, you're in. Okay? Fine, 13, 14. What is the time that we said you need Panim Chadashas? So we said like this, beautiful pshat. We said the Aruch HaShulchan and the Stipler both said like this. Is the function of Panim Chadashas is to be Mosif Simcha, that the Chasan and Kala are so happy that you came? They're so happy you came, your Mamish Marbis Simcha for them. It's an amazing thing. When they see you, Yilamaisa, you know, it makes them specially happy. And that's what generates the Sheva Brachas. They're happy you weren't insulted. You know, you didn't stand on ceremony. You came to their Sheva Brachas. Number one. Number two, they like you as a friend. They're happy. So that's, Lamaisa, the reason why we have Sheva Panim Chadashas. That's one side. But the second approach was no. The second approach was as follows. And that was is that it's a requirement upon the audience to bless the chasen and kala. It's not a din of tosefes simcha. It's a din of a chiyuv on the mesubit, mevarach, the chasen and kala, that they should be matzliach in their marriage. They should have shalom bayis, build a bayis them and be Yisrael. Okay? Oh, yeah, no, it's a chiyuv on the audience. Panim chanoshis is that new people should give a bracha to the chasen and kala. It's not tosefes simcha. It's on the mesubin that new people should say a bracha on the chasen and kala that they should be matzliach. Plug it in, we said. If you hold like the Rambam, and you already heard the Sheva Brachas at the Chuppah, you're already what? You're already out. And therefore what? You can't do it. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? You can't do it because you already were there at the Bracha, you answered Amen, so you're out. That's what we wanted to say, l'maisa. If you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? Mevarchim bishvilam. What's bishvilam? For them. The Rambam holds like the second approach, right? The Rambam says like the second approach, Mevarchim bishvilam. So if you've already heard the brachas, you're out. You can't be counted as a new panim chadoshes. That's what we wanted to say. The pshat is that even though l'mais you weren't at the simcha, you didn't eat at all, but you heard the brachas, you're finished. You can no longer be shever brachas the rest of the week. Whereas the Rosh, who says that the Geder Adin is what? Tosef is simcha. If you ate already, you're part of the simcha. If you sit there and stand on the side, you don't eat. Are you really being mosif in the simcha and the chasen and kala? You got to be part of it. You gotta eat. Eating and singing. You know, you gotta, Johnny, you got this. You're eating and drinking. Let's go. So Lamaisa, you see what? You see that the first approach is the Rosh. The second approach is the Rambam. Okay? That's what we want to say the Pshat is. Okay? Let's just mention it now. And that's why the Rambam never mentions a guy. The Rambam never mentions a guy that, let's say, we had a few nafkamins which we're going to get to, but let's say there's a guy that's not really marbis simcha for the chasen and kala. I don't know, whatever. For whatever reason is. He wasn't, maybe he insulted them once and he happens to show up at the Sheva Brachas. So the Rambam never mentions that guy also will create panim chadashos. Why? Because the Rambam says it's all a function of what? Giving a bracha to the one. Now he wants to give him a bracha. Maybe he felt bad, he insulted him once. Rambam never mentions, if you don't make your happy, then you're not considered to be a panim chadash. It's all a function of a new guy coming, giving them a bracha that they should have matzliach. They should have atzlochim. We also said, let's just mention it now. You write it in this question. That's why the Rambam is cholik on the Taisus. Taisus on the bottom says, Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. Right? We'll get to it. But Shabbos is considered to be panim chadash on its own. Right? We'll discuss it, but the Rambam never once mentions it. Why does the Rambam never once mention it? Sfardim always require panim chadashos, physical people, on Shabbos. Why does the Rambam never mention it? Because it's a function of what? According to the Rambam, Shabbos doesn't speak bracha, it's not a human being, Shabbos.
It's an ain bracha, though.
But it's not a bracha, l'mais. It's not a human being that gives a bracha, that it's matzliach shalom bayis. Say drashas, Chani. You're saying drashas. Okay, good, you're saying drashas. But not in the lumdis. Not in the lumdis, okay? All right, you follow me? So that's what we want to say. The machlokes is between the what? Between the Rambam and the Rosh, halacha l'maisa, and we just point out, I want you to get this, the Rama writes that panim chadashos do not have to, that they don't have to eat the Suda, that's only because he holds, enuel enzel shitasa shiso din panim chadashos humachos ribu yisimcha, v'kevet shenochach pasuda marbu es asimcha afshena ocha. So the Rama l'maisa says that panim chadashos, right, don't have to eat the Suda. We thought that was difficult. Because we said, Lamaisa, didn't we say according to the Rosh, you have to at least eat? So we said that the Rama seemed to touch that up a little bit and said, even if you're sitting there not eating, as long as you are considered to be Marbe B'Simcha, that's enough. We thought when we plugged in the Machlegas Ram and the Rosh, we said, maybe in order to Mismech, you got to fresh, you got to eat. But the Rama said, no, there's no reason why you have to necessarily do it, as long as you're there. Okay. A good nafkim. We'll get to the nafkimina, but let's just mention it now. But Lamaisa, remember we said about a cotton? What happens if a cotton? Is a cotton considered to be panim chadashos? What do you say? So the stipler said it depends. If it's because it's marbis simcha, maybe a cotton is marbis simcha. You love this cotton. But if you hold that it's a what? That the audience has to give a brachle matzliach. Cotton's not chayv in brachas. Okay. Very good. That answers number one. 14. 15. Give a nafkimina. Oh, we just gave a nafkamina. Give a nafkamina between the two tamim, panim chadashos. We gave a nafkamina of cotton. We gave the nafkamina if you heard the brachas but you didn't eat. That nafkamina didn't hold water according to the Ramah, because the Ramah said, Lamaisa, that, again, cotton's one nafkamina, right? If it's ribui simcha, yes. Then he's panim chadashos. If he's what? If it's bracha, then not. If you hold, it's what? You heard the brachas already. Then you're what? You're out. Lamaisa, but even you heard the brachas, you didn't eat. Lamaisa, we said that you have to eat in order to be simcha, even though the Ramah seemed to say not that way. Okay, that's number one. Shabbos was another nafkamina, right? If it's an issue of giving a bracha, so Shabbos doesn't give brachas. If it's ribui simcha, then you have Johnny Svara. Shabbos, simcha. Even though there's no mitzvah on Shabbos, is there a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos? Poshup shot not. It's a mitzvah on Yom Tov of simcha. Shabbos keep an onig on Shabbos. But there is a sifri that says, Yom Simchaschem Zoi Shabbos. There is a sifri, and he said it in his mirrors, Ute Samcheni. Sometimes they do mention Lashon Simcha.
Isn't there like an Indian of Inmar and Simcha? So why would you be allowed to have Shabbos brachos on Shabbos?
Yeah, because Poshup Shat, there is no Din Simcha on Shabbos. That's the Poshup Shat, Peril. That's what you have to say.
But
on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to get married. Ain't Nosin B'moed. Mishnin Moy Kotten. Chesem Abeis. Ain't Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. What'd you say?
Sheva Brachas
also not Poshup Shat. Poshup Shat, no? Let's look into that more. So you got married right before Shavuos, you mean? So you want to do Sheva Brachas on Yom Tov? Let me see. We've got to look it up. The Yosef says we got to look it up. Maybe it's a practical shiloh.
Yeah, I asked her.
Yes, what did I say?
Rabbi told me to just do the wedding after Shavuos.
Do the wedding after Shavuos. Yeah, okay. Good. Yeah, what do you say? Okay, so I guess that was the din. Yeah. Forgot the din. Okay, good. I got to look it up again. Yeah, go ahead, Shimon.
I heard from Stein.
Yes.
That it's like Shavuot is more like an external simcha. You gotta look happy like
the Shavuot. The Pashas is a din simcha. Pashas is a din simcha. The whole week he doesn't go to work, right? Pashas is, right? That's the Pashas. When we had a whole discussion, remember a chassan during his Shavuot brachos, does he fast? Remember we had that? We had a bir halacha on that, and we said he do fast. But he had a whole pilpul, simchas to yachid against what? Avelis to rabbi. He calls it simchas yachid, even during his Shavuot brachos. So the Pashas shot is part of the wedding. What do you say, Johnny, real quick?
For the unfortunate, we say that
Panim Kadoshos,
Shabbos counts as
Panim Kadoshos. Tysus
and Zion and Beis. I think Rebbe in Shir did say that some of those Mepharshim also could hold that Yom Tov also counts as Panim Kadoshos.
Yeah, we're going to get to it. We'll get to it. What it means is it means that you don't need physical people. That's what I'm saying. And our Spiro brings up a good point.
It's not
a breach of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. It just is an added component to generate the Sheva Brachos.
They're saying the Yom Tov meal to count upon the Lashos, the Dafka, of course, you could have Sheva.
Not the Yom Tov meal, Yom Tov, the existence of Yom Tov. That's all it means. The existence of Yom Tov fulfills a facet of Panim Chadashos. Right.
That means you could have Sheva Brachos.
Seems, you're saying good, it seems that way. Seems that way, yeah.
They wouldn't say that.
So what would be the Shiloh you're saying?
Yeah.
Seems that way. Seems that way. So I have to say, why did I say that? Maybe I didn't want you to get into the Shiloh? Okay, let's see. It's all right. Baruch Hashem, you're married. You're happy, Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. Maybe because I didn't want to do it during Svir. Okay, no. But it's after Lag BaOmer. Okay, no. Feel like that Rizal. You don't have to do like that Rizal. Rizal the whole Svir. Okay, he's making a good point, though, Johnny. He says, how can you have that discussion? How would it count? Is that a Raya, though? It is a Raya. Obviously, he's assuming you did the Sheva. You're doing Sheva Brachos during Yom Tov. Yeah, it's a good point. You know, there's a whole discussion on how to do Sheva Brachos during the Seder, too. So that obviously shows it's okay. How you do it. You know, it gets complicated with the Kosos. When do you do it? If you have to do Sheva Brachos at a Seder, you know? That's a very interesting Shiloh. Okay. All right, very good.
Rabbi, what's the difference between Simcha and Oneg?
Simcha is Poshup Shat Basar V'Yayin, and Oneg could be, you know, other things. Doesn't have to be Davka, Basar. Could be chicken.
Now in the Simcha, you read the Shabbos, Oneg.
What'd you say?
Because Oneg is a Chiyuv on Shabbos.
Right, so maybe you don't have to have meat. Yeah. Chicken's enough, you know, or fish, whatever you like. Some people have Milchik's lunch, Shabbos lunch. Simcha is Basar V'Yayin. We Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, Yayin, Lamaisi. You need to have Yayin. Bisman Hazeh, Basar, we don't have Basar Karbonos. But the Ram has Basar V'Yayin, even Bisman Hazeh.
Yeah.
And Yom Tov, yeah, maybe one will have Shavuos, maybe one, yeah. As long as, who says you have to have Basar every meal? You know, you don't have to have Basar every meal. One, you have to have Basar throughout each day. Okay, where are we at? Number We did 14, 15 also now we did. 16. What's the din if someone is not at the Suda Etmol? Remember we had this? Day 3, let's say day 5. So we said very interestingly, if you look in Rashi on the daf there, Rashi says, Panu Kharas Mishalo Hayusham Etmol. But Mashma, if you're there 2 days ago, you could be Panim Kadosh 2 days later. That was a beautiful diuk, the Miri said. But the Ritva said he had a different gerson Rashi, and Rashi said, Shloyu Sham Kodum Lakain. That means you were never there. Once you're there, you're gone. You're gone. You can no longer be counted again. So we had a Machloikis Miri, Pshan Rashi against the Ritva's gerson Rashi. Okay, that's 16. 17. What do we say about... Ritva's Girsa was Shalo Hayusham Kodum Lachain. Mashmi was never there at all. But if he was there even 3 days ago, he's done. He's out. Okay, Viter. That's 16, 17. What's the din of Adam Echad by Panim Chadashos? One man. What do you say about one man by Panim Chadashos? So, Poshup Shad is most Rishonim, Rov Poskim, we said. We said the Bach, the Beishmu, the Chalkos Mechokik, the Bir Hetev, the Chalkos Adam. Daruch HaShulchan, all the Gedolei Apostkim say, Adam Echad is enough. One man is enough, no problem. The Rishonim said it as well. We pointed that out, right? We pointed out, Ain't Kori Panim Kadosh, El Shabal L'Shem Adam Choshev, right? Shabal L'Shem Adam Choshev. The Beferish, the Ritva Ra said, one man's enough. All the Rishonim say the same thing. Yef Shir Shalai Yavo, Adam Echad, Shalai Hashem Edbo. All the Rishonim speak like that, Adam Echad is enough. And Rov Poskim say it. But we did, it does say Panim Chadashos. So what does Shita say? Because he says, Kol Yom V'Yom, you need a person that wasn't from there yesterday. So it comes out that throughout the 7 days, you'll have Panim Chadashos, new faces, over the 7 days. That's why it says Panim Chadashos in plural. But one man, Pan Chadash, one face is enough, no doubt. Did we have any Shitas that said not that way? Yes, we did.
Why does Gemara say Panim Chadashos?
That's what we just said, because over the 7 days, Beryl, over the 7 days, you're bound to have new faces. But each day, each meal, one is enough. But the Shittim Gemetzes answers your kasha. He's bothered by your kasha. The plural lusha says, because the conglomerate, the macro way, the 7 days is bound to be more new faces. But that doesn't mean that one face is not enough for each specific Sheva Brachas. Did we have any Shittas that said not to it? Yes, we did, believe it or not. And this was the Rav Avraham ben Arambam. The Rav Avraham ben Arambam in Simen Pei Vav quotes the Rambam that says you need two people. And he interpreted the Gemara like Birol said, literally. You need many people. You need two. And the truth of the matter is, we even found the sheet that said you need 10. The Chuvis Maria Levi is Medayik from the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos and in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Semech Bey, Siv Zayin, you need 10 Panim Chadashos. Amazing, no?
That
was the Chuvis Maria Levi. That must have been their Girsa. Must have been their Girsa.
Is anyone's mocking like that?
No. No one's mocked it like that. And in Chuvis Ravram ben Aram and the Bach, they said, don't make such a duke in the Ram. We said, if you look in the Ram, he doesn't seem to say that. But the Bach says, you would need 10 in Panim Chadashos. The Gemara should have said it. Like everyone's bothered by it. The Gemara should have said it. Maybe they had the different Girsa Pinchas when it said, Birchas Chasana Basara meant, who, what? What was the Lashon in the Gemara? Tanrabanan, Mavakir, Birchas Chasana Basara, Kol Shivam, Ravina, Vushabo, Panim Chadashos. Panim Chadashos with 10, meaning he was touching the price. You follow me? The Gemara should have elucidated it. Maybe that's the way you read the Gemara. I didn't think about that before, but maybe you could say that's the way the Gemara's touching how to read the price. But like I said, it's a collector's item, and we paskin one halacha l'maisa. We paskin one, not two, and certainly not 10. Okay, that answers number what? Number 17, 18. What's the din regarding Panim Chadashos? Do they need to eat in the meal or not? So we already touched upon that. The basic upshot I want you to get for this question is that it's a Machlokes Mechaber Omo. That's the bottom line. Okay? The Mechaber says, Beferish in Simen Samach Beis Sif Aleph, Halach L'maisa. Okay? I mean, the Romo says, Beferish. The Romo says, Beferish, Halach L'maisa. Even if you don't eat there, as long as you are there, you're a new face, that generates Sheva Brachas. That's what the Ramah says, black on white. Okay, that's Beferish in the Ramah. Simen Samach Beis Siv Zayin. We wanted to say a Mahalach that if you Cheshbon out the Mechaber there in Sif Aleph seems to argue and says that if you don't eat, you cannot be counted as Panim Chadashos. You must eat. Okay? So I would think, you know, seven brachas are at stake here, guys. So we should be machmer, suffix brachas lahakel, and make sure the guy eats. Okay? Now, what does he have to eat? Good point, Pinchas. You took the words right out of mouth. He certainly should eat mezainis. Okay? You know, that's how some people invite people over for dessert, for panim chadashos. So you better make sure your dessert is mezainis, okay? Not ha'etz or ha'dom. Because I think it gives it a kvias. Maybe a bit of yevit would be good, because you can rely on the, you know, you can rely on the Ramah anyway, but I would imagine it should be at least a mezainis. Have everyone over. Yeah, the dessert. Then you got like a third degradation. You got the guys who are invited to the wedding. You got the second league guys, right? The developmental league, right, Jacob? Mm-hmm. You got the developmental league guys that are invited to the Shev Baruchos. And then you got the college guys, right? College basketball guys that are, I'm saying the three levels, right? They're invited to the dessert of the Shev Baruchos. You know what I'm saying? Let's just do two lists, you know? Two lists, okay? All right. Probably better, we use baseball better, right? Triple A, right? Double A, and single A, and the rookie league. Okay. All right, Viter. So that's the pshat we wanted to say. The upshot being is a machlekes is mechaber Ramah, and we said basically you should. But the Ramah said, befeirish, being there is enough. Okay. That answers number what? 18. 19. Oh, interesting shaila, number 19. It's like we have a kuntras here on Panim Chadashos. Number 19, okay? What happens if a guy appears at night, Panim Chadashos, what do you do about the daytime? So a lot of different details on this shaila. Let's get them all. In other words, you came at night. Would the fact that you came at night also work for the day? Let's say you have, Thursday night. You have Wednesday night. You're going to have Shavuot brachos. A guy appears upon him, Kadoshos. So Thursday day, you're going to have a lunch. The fact that you had, there are different facets. We'll break it down right now, but the fact that he was there Wednesday night, is that automatically say Thursday day by lunch? Even if the guy doesn't come, it's like he had panim chadashos because it covers the whole halachic day? Or does he have to be there again? Okay, let's break it down. So it starts like this. L'maisim. Most of the Rishonim, we said, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva we saw, said that if a guy comes at night, you say Shevar Brachos the next day at lunch, even if no one new comes. But we said you got to break it down a little further. And what does that mean? That if that same man, even if that same man does not appear, you can do the lunch without anyone new. And he wasn't even there. What's the svara? Because when a guy comes at night, it transforms the whole day. Makes the whole day like the wedding. Okay? It makes the whole day like the wedding that we always say Shavar Brachos. Okay? Halacha l'maisa. And there's no notion, there's no requirement of, you know, we're going to see Lamaisa, but there are some shitas that say the first day is unique and special. Let's say the first night, you know, you have a wedding, and then the next day, lunch. Let's say we have a Sheva Brachos at the lunch. No panim chadashos, no problem. Certain shitas said it was good for the whole day. So just like you say that on the first day, you'll say that throughout the week. Okay? And he doesn't even have to appear. That's what we wanted to say, halacha Lamaisa. That was the shita Lamaisa of the shita the Ra'ah. And the Shita L'Ran, okay. But the Ritva said no. The Ritva said no. Not the Ritva, I'm sorry. The Ra'ah said no. The Ra'ah said no. So again, the first Shita is what? Is the Ramban, Rashban, the Ritva. Shame. Shame the Taisa Rishinus. Okay? Yeah? The second Shita is the following. Second Shita holds, which is the Ra'ah. He holds that he's got to be there at lunch. He's got to be there at lunch. The guy that came at night has to be there at lunch in order to generate Sheva Brachos. If he's not there at lunch, forget about it. Then the Ritva quotes the Tosis Achronos, not Rishonos. The first sheet was the Tosis Rishonos. Second sheet is the Ra, in the Sheet of Laran. Third sheet is the Ritva quoting Tosis Achronos, who are cholik on those, all the Rishonim, and say, forget about it. Panim Chadashos at night doesn't shed any light on the daytime. At lunch, you better need a new face. You need a new face. Okay? He argues on the whole thing. And that's what we said, Ladina, like the Chakas Mechokek and Sifkat and Yidbeis. That's what we push up shot, we hold like. We don't hold that the night automatically potters the day. One sec, Abi. And the Ritva said, the Hezber is, he says, even if Panim Chadashos come, the day does not become like Yom Rishon. Okay? Yom Rishon is unique, that you don't need what? That you don't need to have what? You don't need to have Panim Chadashos L'maisa at the launch, according to certain Shitas. Other shittas say, apiyom rishon l'nesuin, you need to have panim chadashos. So why do we hold Ladina? Let's get this. What do we hold Ladina? One sec, Abby. The Ramah Paskins, that panim chadashos that come at night, yomavarcha b'shvila laila v'yom. So what does that mean? Do they have to be there or not? So the Beis Shmuel says, laila v'yom means sudas achas, but laila sudas achas b'yom. But if you make two sudas in the daytime, then it doesn't work for the second one. It only worked for breakfast and not for lunch, unless you have panim chadashos. The Ramah says, again, the Ramah says, panim chadashos that came at night, mevarchim b'shvilim laila v'yom. But he doesn't explain what that means. Does the guy got to be there b'yom or not? So the Beis Shmuel says, for breakfast, let's say if you make shevar brachos, he doesn't have to be there. Okay? He doesn't have to be there. But if you're going to make lunch, you're going to need a new guy for panim chadashos. Now, what do you think we practically do? Again, Savik Brachas Lahakel, we always try to have a new guy, no matter what. You're not going to rely on this kula that a guy came at night, the whole next day is fine. And even if he comes himself, it's better you should have a new guy all the time.
People make Shabbat Brachas during the day besides Shabbat?
Sure. Lunch, you do. Yeah. Sure, yeah. Well, maybe we would make a Shabbat Brachas if a guy got married during the year in Shir. Why not? Daniel got married after Shir, okay? Donnie got married, he wasn't here. It's hard. But if a guy would want to come, he would do it. Why not? Why not, John, right? Pizza or Chinese? Why don't we decide what we would have?
Chinese,
yeah, go ahead, Gabi.
We'll get bread.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you say, Gabi? Right, I guess it's a good point. It's a good point what Gabi said. It's a din in the day.
It's a suit.
But I guess you have to say you transform it like the first day. That's if you hold like those shittas the first day. You have to say the din in the day. That you were marba once with a suit in the day, that's enough. You're right. I'll be smart. It's a chiddush. Poshup shot. We would say not that way. You know, maybe what you could say, Gabi, is you got me thinking, is that if you hold like the approach that it's a chiyuv on the audience, you know, to wish them well, maybe if that was done once in the daytime, that's enough. You know what I mean? And that covers the whole day. Rather, if you hold the other approach that you have to magnify the simcha, you know what I mean? Then maybe you have to do that at every meal. You need a panim chadashos. Maybe that would be a good nafkin minin. You hear what I'm saying?
No, but if they already gave him bracha on night, then they're done.
I understand, but maybe it's a din in the daytime. So there's the chiyuv, and therefore you don't need that, but you don't need to have a new panim chadashos. The fact that he had one at night counts for the whole next day. You hear what I'm saying? Okay, good. Yeah, Ben, what do you say?
I just want to clarify that. So if the guy is there at night, can he still count as panim chadashos for the day, or do you need a completely new person?
According the way we paskin, you should always try to have a new guy.
Yeah.
But there is a sheet that says it covers the whole next day, even if he's not there. Correct. Yeah. Well said. Okay, so that's why I don't think you'd have tainas on people that did it. But certainly you don't want to, you know, these are all shilas of, it's not just one bracha, it could be seven brachas, you know, levatol. Okay, good. That answers number what? 19:20, guys. Let's go. What's the din of Isha V'Katan? Legali Panim Chadashos. So, Beferish, the Ritva, we said on the Daf, said that only someone's royal limit starved to a minion. Therefore, a woman cannot be counted as Panim Chadashos. Okay? She, yeah, a woman might get insulted. You tell her, this is the halacha. We don't want you to be insulted, right? I can't duchen. The same answer that we always say, right? We work as a team. Everyone has different roles, right? So we try best to explain it to the Noshim. They should feel good about doing mitzvahs. But we're not trying to be not nice to them. I'm a Yisrael. I can't do it. Why not? I'm upset about it. Because everyone has different roles. It's the same thing, okay? We're not trying to insult a woman. God forbid that she can't be panim chadashos. But it's only someone who's been starved to a minion. That's what the Ritva said beferish. Okay? And the Ritva said beferish, a katan, therefore also, he is not considered to be panim chadashos, and the Piskei Tshuva said this beferish in Simon Samach Beis Sif Katan Yudalet. We did though say, remember what the Stipler said. The Stipler said, we said that as a nafkamina. The Stipler said, if you hold it's a ribui simcha, then it should be good. But we don't seem to hold like that Ladina. That Stipler wasn't pasking like Ladina. He was saying in Lomdis, okay? So the Stipler would agree that that's not the Psak. But Lomais, I want you to know the Psak. It's a beautiful Lomdis, the Stipler said. The Stipler said, Goin Oilam. You know, Rav Khan mentioned that Hesped, and I was looking at it two nights ago. They printed a lot of the Shiurim of Lichtenstein in different Sfarim. It's unbelievable. I was looking at it. On Tumah, the Tara, on Zroim. He's like, he knew all the Rav Chaims in Tumah, the Tumas Meis, Mishkav Moishev. I mean, Who knows in this world, Bismana said, all these Reb Chaims. His mom is full shiurim on Tuma v'Taira. It's unbelievable. His mom is unbelievable. All the Reb Chaims, you know, a lot in the yeshiva, regular yeshivas, we do Noshim Zikin, you know, Moed. But he knew all these Reb Chaims. There's a Rebbe in Gush named Rav Daniel Wolf. Actually, I don't know if you heard of him. He's a Bucky also. Bucky also. In Tumor, I'm not talking about Kachim. Kachim in Brisk, in Yerushalayim, they're Bucky and Kachim. Rabbi from Garbiz, it's a Bucky but Kachim. Maybe he's also a Bucky in Tumor Vitara, it could be as well. But Tumor Vitara is Royim. It's unbelievable. It's Mamish Cold Dover. It's unbelievable. Okay. Let's see, number, what did we say? Oh, we also point out the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer argued on this. So maybe, I don't know if the stipulus just mentioned in the Nafkamina, but we point out the Chassam Sofer said a woman in cotton was good. I think our minig is not to rely on the Chassam Sofer because Savik brachas lahakal again. But let's get down. We had the Chedushi Chassam Sofer on the Dafer. He said that a cotton was good. He held a Dover Posh that they're considered part of Kadosh. But we don't hold like that Ladina because of Savik brachas lahakal. Okay, that's number what? 20, 21. What do you say about Shalashidis? You remember about Shalashidis? Hey, now before... Oh, what did you say? Right, that's correct, Gabi. But before we get to that, what does Marba Simcha Bishvila mean? What does Marba Simcha Bishvila mean? We've been saying all along that Marba Simcha Bishvila meant what? Meaning that the Chassan and Kal are happier. We did say there are Rishonim that seem to have a different formulation, and they seem to say that you would be marba the suda because of this chash of a guest. You'll make, I don't know, you'll make like steaks, you know what I mean, because you have a chash of a guest coming. That's what it means, marba simcha bishvila. Bishvila means not for the chas and the kala, but it means for what? Bishvilo, literally, that's what it means. That's what we said the pshat was, perhaps according to certain Rishonim. Okay, remember we said that? We said there's a possibility to interpret what that meant? No? What that meant? Because the end of the Tosos, he said, Marba Simcha Vahasuda. No? Remember we read the end of the Tosos? We said maybe Tosos is backing out of that. Maybe he means for the guest. Something more, you know? He says, Vahasuda. So we said that different formulations about that. The Tur Neshor says, Marba Bishvilam. The Ran said, Smechem Allah B'nei Achuppah. The August Mammonius said, Orchim Shechasin Mischabit Behen. You know, Adam Choshev, that Sarach Laharbus Mishulam means, it seems to be the Arishon that say it's, they're so Choshev, you make more steaks because the guest is coming. But we said the simplest pshat is you're always looking at the Chasin the Kala. That's the Pashim pshat, Lamaisa. You're looking at the Simcha, the Chasin Kala, they're Marbe Bishvilam, Halacha Lamaisa. The box, that doesn't mean you have to be Marbe the Suda before for them, but it's someone that's Ra'ui for that. Okay, but okay, Lamaisa, we said the Pashas is, and that approach is that the Chassan and Kal are getting happier. But the Pashup shot is that the stipend is assuming in Lomdis, like we said, against the Chassam Sofer, and that's what we would assume. But it was a good Nafkamina, he said. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
If someone wanted to give a shot in Tosos that it was Marba Bishvilam is referring to Tosos,
yes.
And that would mean that he'd hold like Avraham Ben Arama, no?
You mean that you need two?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be, but maybe you could always say Lav Dafka, Bishvilo. Could be Bishvilo, but I hear you. But just Bishvilo, you want to be Marba for him. But it's a good point. Good point. Excellent. Okay, good. Now let's get to 21 Shalashidis. That Gabi identifies as the Neil. I'm not sure what Neil Chassidis is, but okay. It's in Lom, this is Halache. It's Halache in the Gabi. Okay, so what is the Din? So what is the Chiddush here about Shalashidis? So he said like this. Okay? We said like this, for Shalashidis, the Shulchan Aruch says that Friday night and lunch are fine with Shavuot Brachos without Panim Chadashos. But Shalashidis, the Machaber, in Siman Samech Beis Sifchei, says you need Panim Chadashos at Shalashidis. Why? Number one, we said, why is Shalashidis worse? So we said, number one, we said the Shalashidis could be yotzei with Mazonas, according to certain Shittas. We said there are four Shittas. Bread, mezonos, peiros, or fish, right? Basar v'dagim is one shita, peiros two, mezonos three, and what's number four? Bread. So since there are other shitas, you see it's a lower type of meal, so in order to prop it up, you need panim chadashos. Okay, that was one pshat. The other pshat we said is that what? Is that if you have panim chadashos that came at night, you don't have to say it during the daytime, it's automatic, but that doesn't count for two meals. It only counts for one meal, right? It only counts for one meal. Because remember we had a halacha that Sudas Yom is Adif Min Sudas Erev? Remember we said a lot of people do the opposite. If you have the best quality of foods, should you use those foods for Friday night or lunch? Most people think for Friday night. The Gemara says not that way. The Gemara says Imsachim. Beferish not that way. What does it say Imsachim? It says that Kavod Yom is Adif Min what? Adif than Kavod Laila. Gemara Imsachim Kufay Amad Alef. So even if you want to say the new guy came Friday night, it only count for lunch. It won't count for what? For Shalosh Shitas. So that's why you got to have what? Real Panim Chadashas for Shalosh Shitas. Number three. What's three? Three is, that's the Pshat Lamaisa that we wanted to say. So even if Shabbos is considered Panim Chadashas, but you already did it at night. The reason why you do it B'Yom is because why Kavod Yom is Adif. So it could be that Shalosh Shitas Lamaisa doesn't have that din of what Shabbos. That's the second shot. The third shot is what we said, it only covers one meal in a day. Okay, again, we're saying three pshat. Number one, the Shalosh Shitas meal might be less because Mizonos might be enough, or Payers, or Basar V'dag. Number two is, even though if Shabbos is enough to cover Friday night and lunch, it covers Friday night and certainly lunch, covered Yom is Adif, so the power of Shabbos is Chasha, maybe who says it extends to the Shalosh Shitas meal? Number three is, even if the Panim Chadashos at night, it only covers one meal in the daytime, not two. So that's number three. So the bottom line is, we said that the Ramah said Beferish, is that you need to have a drasha. Okay? You need to have a drasha, halacha lemaisa, to have Panim Chadashos. Right, you need to make a drasha. If you have Panim Chadashos, then you don't need the drasha. But the drasha helps. Okay? And the Bach said, because of Shalosh Shitas, people usually brought gifts. The Chassan made a drasha, and they gave matanis after the drasha. How do you give matanis? Maybe they made a kinyan before, or maybe you hold a kinyan to Rabbanan, Letzorach Mitzvah's Mutter, Rabbavadi has. Okay, Bidi Evan. For a bar mitzvah boy, remember we said we give a bar mitzvah boy a Mishnah Berurah, we make the kinyan before, but if you forgot, he says it's okay. The kinyan is on this the Rabbanan Makom Mitzvah. So we said that, halacha lemaaseh, that's what we do. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan quoted the Ramah and said that Hayom, the minhag is do Shalosh Shitas. We do Sheva Brachas even without a drasha, because we're marbe with machalim tovim and mashkim, that the new foods are considered like panim chadashos. So we wanted to say, upshat, lemaaseh, that at this time, at the period of time, and the Shabbos ebbs away, like they say in NCSY, right, they used to, I don't know if they still call it that, Ellie, they still call it that, as Shabbos ebbs away, Yaakov, right, as Shabbos ebbs away, you sing, you know, it's Shabbos is ending, so the Zohar writes, this is when David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech died, so we said that the neshamas that come in, we want to say, those are the Panim Chadashos, the Torah that you say, bring them in, and they'll serve as the Panim Chadashos, halacha lemaaseh. So that's what we wanted to say, Pshad, that the Abbe identified as being new Hasidus. I did say that? Yeah, okay. Okay, good. I'm closer po on it, okay? All right. It's Hasidus, but halacha too. It's both. It's both, right? New Chas, however you want to say, it's all tired, right? Like they say, it's all good, right? So therefore, that's the Chiddush. So they're the Panim Chadashos that we wanted to time it. So at Shalosh Shitas, you got to make sure you always have what? You always have the Divrei Torah to necessitate the Sheva Brachos. We said the box said their matanas and the foods, that all automatically makes it good. So I guess you shouldn't have just tuna and egg salad if you're having a Shalosh Shitas for Sheva Brachos. It should be some type of, you know, exquisite type of food to fill the box sheet as well. Okay, herring as well. Okay. Now, I forgot to write in this question. I want you to include in this question the issue of Shabbos itself. Shabbos itself, we said, Tosa said, is a Dover Poshet. Why? Why is it considered the Medrash say? Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Panim Chadashos Bo L'Khan Nomor Shirin. That's exactly what the Medrash says, that Shabbos has come, okay? Shabbos has come, and there's a Medrash that says this, even though this Medrash we don't find in any of the Sifrei Midrashim, the Miri quotes the Medrash in Tehillim, but we don't have in our Medrash Tehillim, but it's a Medrash. Tysus Zogs, it's a Medrash, it's a Medrash. So therefore, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a new phase to come, let's say Shirin. And Tysus said, the Maisa, that's why Shabbos itself works. There's another reason, it's because people gather all around for the Simcha. There's no way that no one is there on Shabbos. There has to be some new people. That's how we said a formulation in Rishonim said, okay? There's got to be some new people that weren't at the wedding that come about on Shabbos. Shabbos, everyone's off from work. Some new people are bound to be there. And that was a formulation we had, halacha lemaisa, okay? That, what'd you say?
Does that mean you wouldn't
That would mean you need new people, but you're bound to have new people. Takes away from the lumdus of Shabbos on its own works. That was the Rishonim that said that pshat.
What if you know that there are new people?
We rely on Tysus. We rely on Tysus that Shabbos itself does the job. Mechaber and Simon Samach Beis Sifches says Shabbos itself is considered to be what? Panim Chadash. But we said the Rambam, the Shitasa, didn't mention it. Because the Rambam says you have to give up bracha. Shabbos is not a human being. Okay.
You only need one new person anyways, right?
Right. Right, one new person is good enough. So even Sudas Yom Shabbos were Mavarchim, and you don't need what? You don't need to have Panim Chadoshes, and don't ask me Akasha, because as we said, Kavod Yom is Adif Mi Kavod Laila. It's an interesting din. I think most people we said think not that way. I used to think that way, no? That the meal's fancier Friday night than, no? Then shuck, then lunch. Yeah, you're right. What Daniel's saying is good, you have the chun. Okay, good. But some people have chun Friday night too, okay. All right, it's interesting. What do you think about at the Shabbaton? Which meal was fancier?
Shabbos day.
You think the Shabbos day was fancier? Okay, good. All right, that was good. Baruch Hashem. All right, maybe next year I'll have to tell him you got to make an extra money, no? Extra money.
Shabbos is the most holy meal, though? Like, most coveted meal? Because one you've been, like, more.
Could be, but we said every second of Shabbos is equal to Kedusha, so okay. All right, let's see 22. We'll close with 22. The Rav Zatzal said an amazing shot, we said, as to why Birkas Kedushin is different instead of Shir Kedushin, Al Mitzvah's Kedushin. So what did the Rav say? Rav said amazing. The Rav said there's a new type of Birkas HaMitzvah. There's a bracha, not on the classical Birkas HaMitzvah, it's on a Maisa Mitzvah. Kol HaMitzvah's Kulim HaVarach Lein Oro HaSiyasa. A bracha precedes the Mitzvah. We said, according to the Rav, the bracha matters you to do the mitzvah. The Rambam compares Birkas HaMitzvah to Birkas Nenin. It's a chutzpah philosophically. The Rav said, I take a lulav. It's like batting practice, right? It's like batting practice. But if I say a bracha, I'm a kaddish, the act of shaking the lulav. Okay? That's a classical Birkas HaMitzvah. But there's another type of Birkas HaMitzvah, a new track. And that new track is called a bracha on a chalois, where a chalois is completed, a status change. There's no greater status change than a woman that gets married. And therefore, the Birkas Erisin is a what? Is a Birkas HaMitzvah, but it's a bracha on the chalos. And that is why some Rishonim said you actually would say it afterwards. Okay? The Rambam says, and we paskin, we say it before because we want to make everything uniform. But the truth of the matter, it is a bracha on a consummation of a chalos that this woman is now married. She's no longer single, she's an eshish, which is what? Asur kuli alma ke what? Asur kuli alma kagdish. So we have this chiddush. That what the status change is considered different. It answers all the kashas. That's why you're highlighting Arayas. And that's why you're mentioning Chuppah. Because he wants to say that now she's what? She's Takasar. She is a type of what? She is a type of... It's not like this type of Erva, but it's a different type of Erva. It's a Brachana Chalois. And the description is this Chalois. It's this Chalois. And the Chuppah matters it.
Then at a bris meal, you should mention the isser of eating kachin as an arum.
Okay, that's a little bit technical, Daniel. This speaks to the heart and core of what the kedusha really is. The kedusha creates an isser eshesach. That's what kedusha really is all about. So memela, that's what the Rav wanted to say. This is a bracha on a status change. Let's just finish up with 23. Give two examples of that. So one example was the tefillin shel rosh. He didn't have tefillin shel yad. Remember the Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam quoted. He said two brachas on it. What are you saying? Two brachas on laniach al mitzvahs. One is laniach on the maisa, and al mitzvah tefillin is on the chalais. So you're muchter betfillin. You're muchter betfillin. Another example we said was what on the bris. You have two brachas. What are the two brachas? Al amila and lachniso. Lachniso is a birkas a mitzvah, also on a chalais change. You're now part of the bris of Avraham Avinu. Another example is you say a bracha on the hilchos erev tchumen. What kind of mitzvah is that? Because there's a chalois change. You no longer live here, you live over there. Whenever there's chalois change, the rabbi says, what do you have a bracha on Erev Tchumen for? Erev Chatzeres, I understand. Because that's a hecker. You're saving yourself from caring. But Erev Tchumen, no, there's a chalois change. Whenever there's a new type of Birkas HaMitzvah. That's what the Rav wanted to say. That's what this Birkas Erisin is all about. And what we wanted to say also, remember we said in the Shabbos HaGadol Drosh, and I said it here in Shir, that was one of the answers why we don't say what? Why don't we say a bracha on Sipri Sisus Rhyme? We said from the Shabu Elek, and you do say a bracha. Where's the bracha? Asher Galanu. But that's at the end. Yes. Because a bracha on the chalos is more appropriate to be after it's all said and done. After the gula is consummated. Okay? That was the chiddush we wanted to suggest. Okay, so tomorrow we pick it up with what? 24 and 25, and I got to give you a new one. Now, tomorrow we got the luncheon with Yom HaTzmut. So let's have Shir 11, 11 to 12. Okay, we have an hour Shir Bishop tomorrow. Because I do the post pace of 10 to 11, and then we have a luncheon in the gym. Okay, everyone have a good day. Keep the chazun. Your chazun strong. You know the chlor, yeah? You know the Shevet Brachos over here. You got it, chlor. Yeah? Okay, good. We got a lot to do. Let's stop. Who wants to stop for the Yomid? We could try to get the air conditioning going again. I have to call them 8 times. Okay. Stadless, amelis, and everything, right? Who wants to stop for the Yomid? Jacob. You got to go?